This is a Times Online podcast.
The Bugle, audio newspaper for a visual world.
Hello, Buglers, and welcome to episode 96 and a bit of The Bugle Thanksgiving Special 2009.
Yeah.
We're having a week off this week because John can't be able to get out of bed or something. So, or the whole of America can't be able to get out of bed and pass it off as a national holiday. That's basically what happened, isn't it? There's been lots of calls in Britain, in England, for a St. George's Day to be a national holiday, which is a brilliant English response to say, well, we love our country so much we want to pull a national sickie. What are you doing for Thanksgiving, John?
Well, you know, I'm going to be eating and watching American football. It's the traditional response to this most spiritual of...
Okay. You're not getting down on your bended knee and saying, thank you, Lord, thank you for everything.
Well, this is the thing, Andy, this is the thing with this little extra Thanksgiving bugle. This is a time that America sets aside to be thankful, you know, thankful for what you have and thankful for the Native Americans losing it. It was a win-win situation. But now, traditionally, it's a time to offer thanks for the harvest. But, you know, to be frank, you know, neither Andy nor I work the land on a regular basis. So instead, I thought it'd be appropriate here, Andy, to give thanks to those who have given us such a rich harvest of jokes over the last year. So the Bugle will officially be offering thanks to Hugo Chavez.
Yep.
I mean, he's done so much. He's been such a rich soil this year.
Too rich in some way.
Mr. and the soon-to-be ex-Mrs. Berlusconi. I mean, he's just always been there. Such a virile crop.
In dark times, John, you always know that Silvio will be there. In a week when, you know, there's no news, all the news is sad news. You know Silvio's going to be
there. He steps up, so thanks very much, Silvio. Florence Nightingale, whose memory we have desecrated. Joanna the Mad, whose memory we have enhanced. Robert Mugabe, who presides over the currency equivalent of the clown car, and it's funny to watch, but you wouldn't want to be anywhere near it.
No, it's on an even keel now.
That's only because he abandoned it, Andy. It's only because he gave up on it.
It's like the Skoda used to be the butt of jokes, now it's a respectable make. It's a clown Skoda, let's put it that way.
So much to give thanks for, so much.
Yeah. Of course, Thanksgiving began in 1863 as a national day for saying thanks to God, cheers to the big guy, muchas gracias, alas, señor grande. Big Abe Lincoln was the guy who set it up as a national holiday.
The
6'5" undisputed tallest president in US history, two-time hat wearer of the year. Winner once for his famous top hat, once for a pink and turquoise sombrero that he wore to a beach party in Malibu. And I'd like to give thanks as well. You've thanked the people who've kept the Bugle going. I'd like to thank stuff that has kept my life going. Oxygen. I'm really into oxygen right now, John. I did go off it for a few years, and I still took it, but, you know, I didn't really like it.
You wouldn't call yourself a fan?
No, I wasn't an addict, certainly. Yeah. But I've really got into it now. And because you take stuff for granted when you're young, don't you? But now can't get enough of it. My granddad, actually, he went off it too, big style, by which you mean he died. I'd also like to give thanks for pine nuts. I think they're excellent in a range of dishes and salads.
I didn't think that was coming next.
No. But Tom's giving the pine nuts a thumbs up.
Yeah. There you go. Tom enjoyed it too.
Yeah.
Well, I think they're fine.
And I'd also like to give thanks to the manual bicycle horn that invariably makes a funny noise. The kind of...
Funny.
That's excellent. I'd like to give thanks for Sarah Palin being back on television. Because as soon as anyone starts thinking, come on, Obama, pull finger, you've been in power for nearly a year, what have you really done? You just need to take one listen to Sarah Palin talking and think, oh, yeah, OK, we'll ride with this.
You're right.
If any buglers have never heard Sarah Palin talk, just imagine an industrial sander let loose in a chicken enclosure. That should remind you that the world was truly blessed by the American electorate last year. I also like to give thanks to the knee joint. I think that's an excellent bit of human bone structure.
Yeah,
really helps you walk in an efficient and, above all, a sensible-looking way.
Yeah,
I think it'd be quite hard to impress girls if you didn't have any knees, just hobbling around. The elbow also good, just not as good. And I'd like to give thanks for sport, which is...
I hear that.
Yeah, it's like life.
Thank you, sport.
It's like life, but better.
Thank you, sport.
And as part of this Thanksgiving special, I'd like to just give you, Buglers, a little heads up, some warnings, some bad ways to say thank you at Thanksgiving. Number one, do not thank your friends and family for all their help, love and support over the years by faking your own death, waiting until your funeral is in full gloomy swing, and then bursting out of your coffin wearing a sparkly suit and or dress, delete as applicable, and a top hat saying, da-da! And then singing the hit song, Thank You, by English crooners Dido. They are unlikely to respond with a rendition of the Jay-Z Mary J. Blige collaboration, You're Welcome. Although if they did, what a service that would have been. Number two way not to say thank you, do not thank the society that's nurtured you, given you freedom and opportunity by driving through your local city or town centre, firing a machine gun in short and slightly longer bursts to spell out the words thank you in Morse code. It's likely to be misinterpreted as an act of rebellion, terrorism or overexcitement. And thirdly, do not thank a spouse or partner for everything they've given to you and how they've improved your life by carving the words thank you into your own torso with a kitchen knife. Mm-hmm. Just looks creepy. Very hard to persuade the person you're trying to thank that you just wanted to say thank you. Whatever you say by way of explanation, they will respond, well, why didn't you just say thank you then? Or at a stretch, send me a thank you card. Or at an even stretchier stretch, just get a tattoo of the words thank you instead of carving the words thank you into your chest with a knife, covering my kitchen floor in blood. All I did was make you a cup of tea. And you'll then say, I just wanted you to know how much I meant it. Ow. Ow. Hurts when I breathe.
Your emails now. I mean, Andy and I are so grateful for sport, as he said. We're just
huge,
so very
huge
grateful. We actually have some emails regarding sport. There's a great one here. It says, Dear John, Andy and Tom, I hope in this week's Bugle you take the time to mention the sad passing of one of the greatest and craziest tennis players ever to have lived. No, it wasn't a swift career change for Delonte West, but none other than Marat Safin. By passing, I mean he retired, not that he died. Though if he did, I bet it would be the most spectacular deaths ever, probably involving some robot monkeys with bazookas or something. Now, just to come out of the email for a second, we should have mentioned him before, yeah. Andy. It should not have taken us 96 Bugles to bring up this most maverick of tennis players.
He's a legend. You know, he's a legend of crazy tennis.
He goes on to say, this mad Russian has a long history of not only having an exquisite forehand, but an exquisite eye, ear, nose for the batshit crazy. Just some examples of what we shall miss are him pulling down his shorts in celebration of an amazing sliding drop shot winner. Because sometimes a fist pump doesn't do a shot justice. Or maybe it was just to show everyone that he had just jizzed in his pants at the awesomeness of the shot. Another, and personally my favourite example, was this extract from a post-match interview he gave in Toronto in 2004. Brace yourselves. I'm not fighting with myself. Oh, my God, that's how I am. You know the story of the hippo? The hippo comes to the monkey and said, listen, I'm not a hippo. So he painted himself like a zebra. He said, but he's still a hippo. He said, but look at you. You're painted like a zebra, but you're a hippo. So then he goes, I want to be a little parrot. So he puts the colours on him and he comes to the monkey and said, sorry, but you're a hippo. This is who I am and he's happy being a hippo. From what I can tell, he wasn't even asked a question. This was just some ramblings he thought made coherent sense.
Although, if you do play it backwards from that interview, it does say, well, I was quite pleased with the way my backhand was working today, although I've got to increase my first serve percentage if I really want to challenge the top players.
Stephen Norris, the emailer, goes on to say, I call for all buglers to unite and lift Marat up onto a par with Delonte West and present him the... weird sportsman who talks absolute shit but is still pretty good at that sport that he does, whatever it is, award. I think it should become an annual award. You know you want to, but I need support. Else Andy will probably just say, F it, I'm going to go and eat some biscuits instead of organising this. Yours metaphorically, Stephen Norris. I salute Marat Safin. So, I mean, it seems appropriate to give thanks for a magnificent career of, yes, tennis, but much more important than that, craziness.
Hero, a much-lamented hero and spectacular underachiever.
Yeah.
We've had a couple of emails in about Chad Ochocinco. Is that how I pronounce that right, John?
Ochocinco.
Ochocinco, who is American footballer, John, who's not particularly well-known over here.
Yeah, but he's very well-known over here. Not only did he change his name to Ochocinco to reflect the number 85 on his back... he also calls himself the Black Mexican. He also plays for the Cincinnati Bengals. He's having a very good season. And more importantly, He is one of the main wide receivers on the British Bulldogs, the fantasy football team of the Daily Show, which is 6-4 currently.
Oh, really? Okay. That's not bad. Still in with a chance of the playoffs.
Still in with a chance.
Yep. Anyway, Lawrence Hansen writes, Dear John and Andy, in order of good Jewishness, is that descending or ascending?
Hard to say.
Actually, you're probably ahead of me on that.
I'm a better Jew than you are. That's a sad truth.
No, I don't think you're a better Jew than me, but I think you're a less bad Jew than me.
Okay.
On the grounds that you're not a Jew.
Yeah.
And therefore, your bad Jewry doesn't really register quite as much.
That's a good point.
Please can the Bugle do a weekly Chad Ochocinco update? It seems every week he is entertaining, and the Bugle loves nothing more than amusing footballers. Yeah. Last week he was fined $20,000 for bringing a fake bribe onto the field.
It's true, he had a dollar bill that he presented to a referee.
And apparently put up a sign in his own locker room saying, still the most uncoverable receiver in the league.
Yep,
please, 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 more Chad Ochocinco.
Chad, please.
The problem with this, John, once as soon as we start covering these geniuses of the game, they invariably end up in jail.
Yeah. I think Chad is going to stop that. I think he's made a real commitment. I think he knows he can't be weird from jail.
Right.
He can only be weird from a position of high prominence. So I think he's safe, Ochocinco.
He was brought to our attention by John Dobson in an email a few weeks ago. John mentioned that he drafted Ochocinco into his fancy team and mentioned that he was an idiot. Yeah. Unfamiliar with Mr. Ochocinco, I was relying on this assessment of the man until I happened across a review of his book on a sports website. And anyway, his autobiography, John, called Ochocinco, has a picture of him flipping two birds at the readers.
What?
He's gone with a double bird photo on the front of the book, apparently.
Well, thank you for buying this book or even thinking about it.
And he's praised in this review for his prose style, including describing his huge ass house and his seven sweet ass cars, using the word ass 32 times in the book, which is, I think, at least 31 more than I used it in my book. And his will probably sell better than mine for just that reason. He also apparently says that he could play in the NBA. Could play basketball in the NBA. Yeah, I could play easy.
I love him. The guy's phenomenal.
And also in this book, apparently he says that he doesn't want to be disturbed by family problems during the course of a season, and was quoted as telling his family, if somebody died or they're in jail, tell me after the season. I don't know if that was in the book or just quoted on this webpage. What a hero!
That is how you get a high average yardage per game, Andy. It's that kind of inhuman focus.
Well, I don't think we've got anyone like that in Britain, in British sport.
You need characters, Andy. You need characters.
Just go out there and talk total bilge. Well, that's why we need an NFL franchise in London, John, just to get the bullshit over here.
Get the bullshit levels up.
So that's it for our short, special Thanksgiving special. We'll be back next week with a fully-fledged Bugle.
The 97th.
Number 97.
Getting close to 100, Andy.
Getting close to the big chun. Do you think we'll get a telegram from the Queen when we hit 100?
Better have, ungrateful bitch.
Do you think she listens to it?
I am 80% sure she does. She certainly hasn't emailed in yet.
Well, we don't know. She might use it. She's probably got a load of false emails. I bet she spends her whole day. Because, as you say, she doesn't actually do a lot.
Maybe the Ochocinco email was from her.
I think she spends her whole day using fake names on internet chat rooms. Yeah. Just mouthing off about footballers not playing well or being overpaid.
The new Miley Cyrus video. Yeah. This sucks.
So that's it, Buglers.
Thank you, Buglers.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's
thank you. We should have said that as well.
Yeah, thanks.
You're part of the thanks. Thank you
thanks
for listening.
Thanks to all you Buglers. I'm not
that
this sounds
came
like
too
an
late. That came too late.
This does sound like an afterthought, but thank you.
It came too late.
None of this would be possible without
thank
you.
Thank you.
I mean, that's technically not true. It would be possible, just no one would listen to it. But you know, we can still do it. But anyway, but thank you very much.
Thank you.
Without you, we are nothing. And that's also not true.
Not true, but...
You know, we might not be doing this podcast, but we would still be...
Be
human
something.
Beings with lives and careers. Well, I mean, John was
not even sure about that.
Bye bye.
See you next week.
This is a Times Online podcast. For more podcasts, go to timesonline.co.uk/podcasts.